Welcome to Make a Baby with Hashimoto's, where we will chat all things Hashimoto's and baby making. I'm Chelsea, registered dietitian and spiritual healer. I'm also a Hashimoto's warrior and mom of one.
And I'm Morgan. I'm a registered nurse, fellow Hashimoto's warrior, and a new mom of one as well. And we're so excited to help guide you through this amazing journey. Let's make a baby.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Make a Baby with Hashimoto's. Woo-hoo. Morgan and Chelsea are here, and today we're talking all about carbs while you're trying to conceive with Hashimoto's, what the different kinds are, why they're beneficial, why we think you should incorporate them into your diet. And we'll talk about kind of just everything around carbs, which is exciting. We love a carb. Mm-hmm. love carbs. So kind of to start us off, we're just going to talk about the different kinds of carbs and what that looks like in your diet. And I'm just going to kind of dive in here, Charles. So
yeah,
you've got different carbs. You've got kind of like simple and complex carbs. So your simple carbs are going to be the ones that are more of like, I guess I would say like processed foods, more of like your simple carbs. Whereas your complex carbs are going to be more of like the whole grains, the legumes, the veggies, the fruits, the things that we want you to incorporate into your well-balanced meal. And then of course there are sugars and starches and fiber that are in these simple and complex carbs. And carbs are great. We want you to have carbs in your diet to create a really balanced meal, especially when you are having any type of thyroid dysfunction or before you're trying to conceive, because carbs are energy. Like, our bodies need carbs to produce energy. Your adrenal health relies on carbs. Your thyroid health relies on carbs, because it is how it is functioning. So I think it's really important to note that I think it's important to have carbs in your diet. And while we say we want carbs in our diet, we, I think, could both agree that having a lower carb diet for thyroid health is, I don't want to say more beneficial, but more like recommended. We see people with thyroid health on a lower carb diet have a little bit better success just because of blood sugar balancing. So I think incorporating carbs is great, but don't go overboard on the carbs, right? I mean, we don't want you to be like just consuming only carbs. We want it to be really balanced. We want you to add the protein and the fat aspect into it as well. Because not only are carbs energy, but they're also fiber, which we love.
Yes.
We need fiber.
Yes, in our diet.
Always, always, always. So I think fiber is great because it's going to help you detox. It's going to help you eliminate. It's going to help us when you're doing those things. It's going to help us control our hormones a little bit better. I know, like, personally for me, like, when I'm eating more veggies, more fiber, I'm adding that more into my diet, like, I don't feel as bloated. I feel like I'm eliminating better. Like, my bowel movements are just great. Like, woohoo, everything's good. So I think adding in carbs is needed, and being just cognizant and aware of what carbs you're consuming. Cause it's easy to sit down and eat like a whole box of crackers or, you know, a bag of chips or whatever it is, like that simple carb, that's easy to do. But adding in more of like the complex carbs, I think you can make it easy, but doing that and so that your body's reaping the benefits of it, I think is where you have to kind of be aware of what you're consuming, especially when trying to conceive, because your body is not only going to have like that fiber benefit, but also the vitamins and nutrients that it needs coming from those more complex carbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think that there are so many benefits to carbs, like not just the, you know, physical food benefits, but also mental health benefits. I know that a lot of complex carbs, when the sugar breaks down and our body uses it for energy, it helps us produce, what is it, like the GABA, G-A-B-A, in our pituitary gland, or I don't know that I can't remember it, but which helps us manage our emotions. So it's very cool and interesting, the effect that good quality carbohydrates, complex carbs, the ones that your body, like, you need to discover what does best for you and your body. But that's kind of why I think moderate to lower carb. And what I mean by low carb is like not no carb, just lower. Yeah. So that just, everyone has a different carb tolerance. It's different for everyone, but finding that sweet spot in your life is going to be really helpful. The amount of carbs to give you energy, keep you fuller, balance your blood sugar, help with your hormonal health is going to differ from person to person. So that's why moderate to low carb, and it also changes with your cycle, which is beautiful. But for fertility, we know that having like moderate to lower carb diets day to day helps decrease inflammation, helps with weight management, helps with insulin resistance, and helps with blood sugar balance in general. And that is a huge goal for fertility. For trying to conceive, our goal is to do all of those things, right? Decrease inflammation, not become insulin resistant, balance our blood sugar, but also helps us get the energy that our body needs to hold on to this egg to produce the, or well, we've already produced the egg, but to let the egg come out of the ovaries to go where it needs to go. Also, to flip the script onto the male side of things, having the right amount of carbs in your future baby daddy's sperm or but life is also very important, because lower carb diets can definitely affect sperm quality, its ability to be mobile, the shape, so on and so forth. So a lot of studies are coming out saying we need the right amount of carbs for our body. And I think like there's percentages you could follow, but I just think everyone's super individual. So the way I would find what my carb tolerance is I would start out by having like doing the plate method. So putting a serving of a carb, a protein, a fat, veggies, and seeing how that makes me feel. Now, if I am like, it feels like I just ate a bowl of pasta at Olive Garden. Like I'm so full. I'm so tired. I need to unbutton my pants. Like I'm sluggish. I'm uncomfortable. That's too much. Then I would go a little lower. I would go a little less, have a little less serving. I was getting very Italian, and I'm not even Italian. Good job, there, Anya. New York Italian. I have like zero Italian in me, so that's always good. Hey, except for my husband. No, just kidding.
I was gonna say.
He is very Italian.
I would assume he's Italian.
Yes, he is Italian. Anyway, sorry. I'm like a child when it comes to dick jokes. I just think they're so funny. And I will always be like, that's what she said. All right. Anyway, back to why we love carbs, right? And then I would go lower and lower. Now, same thing opposite, right? Let's just say you have a little, you start off on the lower end. If you find that you're so tired, you can't make it through the day without like needing to nap or needing that 2 o'clock coffee break, or add a little bit more carbs in, see how you feel. And this is why it takes a while to find where that tolerance is, and why I say like, you got to figure it out for yourself, because me telling you to have 130 grams of carbs every day could do nothing for you.
Right. Yeah.
It might be too much, too little. Everyone has a different activity level. It takes time to read your body, but this is why it's important to have protein, fats, and carbs in your life when you are trying to conceive. One big thing, right? We keep talking about blood sugar balance. We love blood sugar balance. That is a huge part of making a baby and keeping a baby and postpartum is, and this is a tip that actually really helped me when I was trying to conceive, but also when I had gestational diabetes. This was like a huge help for me, so I didn't have to constantly weigh my food and stress out about it, was pairing my carb with a protein. So if I ever had something that was a little higher in carbs, so let's use a potato, for example. I love potatoes. They are one of my favorite foods. I will never not have potatoes. Okay. Like potatoes are it for me. I could live off potatoes for the rest of my life. I want potatoes. So anytime I have a potato in any form, because there's lots of forms, that's why I love them. I am making sure that I'm having an equal or more amount of protein. The reason is because that helps your body slow down the absorption of the sugars in your carbohydrate that are going to spike your blood sugar up as soon as it hits your stomach. So as soon as your body starts absorbing the sugars and the glucose and, you know, all the things from a carbohydrate that you consume, it spikes your blood sugar up because it needs to tell your body to make enough insulin for it to normalize it or do what it needs to do with the carb in your body. So the way to slow it down or make the spike not be as high as quick and then come crashing down, if you have it with a protein, it slows the absorption inside your body, making it more steady, balancing your blood sugar. So a huge tip is whenever you're having something that is just a higher starchy thing, a higher carb item, whatever it is, whatever you choose to be, it could be a bag of chips, whatever you want, just make sure that you're having the same amount or more of protein with it. It is going to help you tremendously in this. And we have a whole episode on proteins and healthy fats that you can have with your carb if you need ideas. So for example, I think snacks should be protein, fats, and carbs. Have your hard boiled egg with a few chips. Go for it.
Yeah.
Like make a dip and have your vegetables and have a few crackers with it. Like, and the dip should be made out of something with protein. That was the point. Like cottage cheese or Greek yogurt or sour cream, whatever. But just keep it in mind. Like food pairing, that's what we call pairing, is going to be really helpful. But a big balancing blood sugar no-no is keto. And we talk about keto in depth in the fats podcast. So go listen to that if you haven't yet. But that will not help you balance your blood sugar sustainably while you're trying to conceive.
Yeah. I think that when you, like you just, what you just said off the keto, I mean, your body's using fats and protein then as fuel. It still can, that still turns into having some type of blood sugar spike. So that's why I think it's important to note why we're still saying no to the keto while we're talking about the carbs. But to go back to carbs, I mean, carbs, like we said, they're full of fiber. You've got great B vitamins, E vitamins, the phytochemicals, which we can kind of talk about. A lot of those are like helping with, estrogen a lot of times, keeping estrogen balanced. Those are like your like leafy types of green vegetables. So like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale, any type of like bitter greens, cabbage, turnip, kale. I think I already said kale. Zucchinis, peppers. I mean, like the list goes on. We could talk about all types of vegetables. But then there's also like fruits that are great. Those have a lot of the fiber benefits in them. And also they're full of a lot of like antioxidants. They're really great for just overall health. But those like berries, raspberries, apricots, apples, grapefruits, oranges, they're full of like vitamin C as well, which is going to help keep you healthy during like the winter months. But there's all kinds that we could continue to name them. And then you have your like whole grains, which also are going to help with the fiber as well. So if you are doing, like, if you can have gluten and you're doing a bread, or even if it's not, if it's gluten-free bread, try to stick to like some type of whole grain. Or even like if you were doing rice, quinoa, there's all kinds of grains out there that you can add to your diet.
I think a sandwich is a really good example here on food pairing. Cause like, I think you and I both love sandwiches. We eat them often.
Yeah.
And guess what? Bread, whether it's gluten-free or not, unless you're getting like low carb bread, which you don't need to do. Okay. Please don't, you don't have to, unless you want to, you do you, but, great example here, right? You're going to have your bread. You're going to toast it. You're going to put some mayo or whatever sauce you want on it. And then you're going to put protein on it. You're going to put vegetables on it. Yeah. You're going to put
it in the salad, whatever it is, you're going to add it to it. And then whether you're using mayo or an avocado, you're adding your fat as well. And then you're putting your veggies on there, whether it's sprouts, a tomato, some type of lettuce, or maybe it's a pepper, cucumber, like whatever you're adding to it, that's a balanced meal in my opinion. Like I've got all the boxes are checked And I know that it's going to like keep me full. It's going to satisfy me. And I love a sandwich. So, yeah. And I'm gluten free, and I still get to enjoy a sandwich.
High fiber.
Yeah.
Decent amount of carbs that are going to help you have energy, stay fuller longer. Decent amount of protein is going to help you stay fuller longer, give you tons of vitamins and nutrients. Healthy fats are going to help you stay fuller longer, right? Like it's all a balance, and that's the important part of it. I would say like a good, hefty, nice sandwich is a great example.
Making me hungry.
What to do. I know, me too. I'm literally salivating.
Like, it's almost like 1 o'clock and I'm hungry. I think I know what I'm having for lunch today.
Yep. Sounds so good. But yeah, there's tons of great examples of great carbs to keep in your home. That way you're always getting the energy you need, right? You're mm-hmm. always keeping a thoughtful mind on food pairing. Now, this is not something to like take super seriously. Like if you really just want a piece of bread, like have a bread with butter, like don't worry. But in general,
yeah.
There's a time and place.
Oh, go ahead.
There's a time and place for everything is all I was going to say.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, be aware, like if you are cycle tracking, like know that at different points of your cycle, like you're going to crave carbs more like mm-hmm. right before your period in that like luteal phase than you are probably when you're ovulating. Like you're going to have just more of a crave. Appetite. Your body's getting ready to shed your lining, which is a lot of energy. It's a lot of work, and your body needs those carbs, that energy to do that job. So keep that in mind in your cycle. You know, if you're noticing you're craving carbs, like don't ignore that signal. Your body's trying to tell you something because it needs it. So mm-hmm. be aware of that, honor it, you know, maybe add, instead of doing a half a sweet potato, eat a whole sweet potato that night. Like honor it and be aware of it and know that at different points of your cycle, more carbs are needed. So I think that's.
Amen. I feel like I'm like, every time you were getting your period, right? I was like, okay, increase your carbs, increase your red meat. We want more protein, more carbs, more healthy fats. More
iron, yeah. All the things.
Very like, important.
Your body is like gearing up to do like a big event and you need that fuel.
Yeah. All right. We're hoping you don't get your period while you're trying to conceive. Yeah. Or that's a lie. Well, you're trying to conceive, you could get your period, but we're hoping that the egg becomes a baby.
Exactly.
So when you're in that 2 week wait and the egg could possibly be becoming going into your uterine wall, you need carbs, protein, fats to help it maintain and stay there and get the nutrients and vitamins it needs so that your hormones are able to keep up with. Do you know how quickly this baby develops? It is insane, from a sperm and an egg to it just doubles and doubles and doubles and doubles and doubles so fast. You need more energy for that. You are going to feel so tired, and it is just very important. So just keep in mind that all three of these macronutrients, protein, fats, and carbs, are needed to try to conceive. We want you to have the best, I guess, luck, right? The best possible outcome in what you can control. Mm-hmm. And we want you to feel as good as you possibly can during this journey. So please just make an effort to balance what you can and still enjoy. Like, we're not saying don't go out and go get a thing of fries. Like, go enjoy. Mental health is important too, but we just want to give you all the information so you have it and you can make better decisions for yourself, your future you, future life, and feel really good and still have a heck of a lot of fun during it.
That's right. It doesn't have to be difficult. It gets to be enjoyable. And yeah, I just feel like mic drop with the it gets to be enjoyable. Like, enjoy your life, eat good food. And that's that.
Yeah. We love carbs. We love proteins. We love fats. And we know you probably do too. So enjoy them, balance them, go try and make a baby and have the time of your life.
Hell yes. I agree. 1000%. All right, guys. Well, that's what we have on our carbs today. If you have any questions or you're curious about how to get more carbs in, how to know what your carb tolerance is, shoot us a message on our Instagram page. You can find us on the socials and leave us a review. If this was helpful for you, we would love to hear back from you. And we hope to catch you on the next episode.